How are you, Charles?
I'm good, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program so early this morning.
Oh, no problem.
Well, the school board, and Charles Ford is the vice president of the Lansing School District's Board of Education. The school board decided to close Wood Creek. Tell us why.
Well, it's really kind of transforming it, but you know, based on the union contract, we had to do it a certain way. But we're looking to move Wood Creek into Dwight Rich Middle School. We are going to close the building, but we're moving it intact into Dwight Rich Middle School.
So all those teachers, staff, and students will be also moving?
Yes, they will be.
And Dwight Rich will go K through 8?
K through 8, that's right.
How much money will that save?
Well, you know, that's really not a real... Like I said, like a savings, because you still have the teachers, you still have all the programming that you are doing at Wood Creek. But it does save us as far as the facility itself. Anytime you close an elementary school, normally you realize a savings of about $300,000. But we're going to realize whatever savings it is just closing the building and possibly selling the building itself. So it's not going to realize the savings of that when you normally close a school. But we do have some other schools that we're looking to close this year. One more elementary school, that's Bingham, which is probably going to give us a $300,000 savings, and plus whatever savings if we don't need the teachers.
All right. You also heard other proposed budget cuts by administrators, including a 10% pay cut for all employees and boosting class sizes by three student seats. What do you think about those?
I mean, I'm in favor. I mean, I don't like it. Trust me. You don't like to close schools. You don't like to cut individuals' pay. You don't want to increase class sizes because the smaller your classes, it's been shown that maybe learning is a little bit better with the smaller class sizes. But Tony, we're facing a $30 million deficit, and there's things that we may not want to do, but we're going to have to do to save the district, you know, from going into any type of emergency financial manager situation.
Do you think the board will vote to close Ebersol Environmental Center?
You know, we in past, we've never wanted to do that. I've been one of those school board members who's voted no not to do that, but at this point, there's a strong possibility that Ebersol will close, or at least be modified, maybe only to be open during the peak season.
All right. So far, what's been proposed could save up to more than $15 million, maybe $15 to $25 million, but you still have a budget deficit. How are you going to get down?
Well, what's happening is that there's a few scenarios. The chief financial officer said if we just kind of tighten up our belt right now, we might be able to only have maybe a $19 to $21 million deficit. And the proposal that they presented last night was the savings of $22 million. So it would not put then at that point the district would not be in a deficit situation. And so there's some things that we can do that might even trim the fact that we're going to have a $30 million deficit. So there's some things that we're putting in place right now that will help us not maybe reach that $30 million number.
Now, I ask you this next question, not meaning to back you into a corner, but I'm just interested on your take. Would you be in favor of closing Bingham Elementary and Otto Middle School?
Well, back about maybe 2 weeks ago, Tony, I put down a kind of items that I would look at being in favor of doing, and a couple of those things were closing Otto and also closing Bingham. Bingham is a school that's kind of right in the heart of Sparrow Hospital, and I think that's probably a ready sale for us, that we probably could realize not only the money for closing the school, but also the actual sale and receiving of funds for that particular building. Otto Middle School, that's a tough one. I'm the liaison for Otto. Ever since I've been on the board, I go to Otto just about every year, know the staff there. It's a good school, but there's some possibilities if we close Otto. It is an older building, So we would save the money from having to go through our sinking fund monies to repair it. But there's also some proposals that if we don't close a high school, there's a possibility of moving those auto students into Sexton High School. And Sexton then would go from a 9 through 12 to a 6 through 12. And so there's some things that we can do to help up to try to keep maybe a facility toward the north end of town. But we do have the capacity to close Otto, transform Dwight Ridge to a K through 8, and have enough space in Pattengill and Dwight Ridge and Gardner Middle School to accommodate our students.
Do you think the district still needs three high schools?
We don't. We don't at this time. And one of my proposals was to close Eastern High School. And in closing Eastern High School, we'll probably would look at possibly renaming Sexton High School. And so it's going to be a tough thing to do. I'm a Sexton grad. I went to Pattengill Junior High School, so I have strong ties at Eastern, and I went to Sexton. So it's going to be a tough thing to do, but that would realize a big savings for us because when you close the high school, you're at about $1.1 million in savings. And plus, Eastern is also in a location where Sparrow Hospital could possibly be interested in buying it.
You afraid that by boosting class sizes, the learning environment is going to be a little bit more of a challenge for students?
It could be, but you know, even with us boosting class sizes, we're still not going to be that high. You know, at the elementary school level, K through 2, we're at 25 right now, so that would move us up to 28. I think middle school is at 26, it moves to 29, and high school is at 27, it moves to 30. There's been, you know, they've shown that you could go up as high as 35 students, you know, at the high school level and still keep a certain level of very good learning capacity. And so, you know, I feel that is something that's needed, and plus with getting rid of the overload pay that the teachers would get if you go up two or three students, I think would help us out a lot.
One last question for Charles Ford, who is Vice President of the Lansing School District's Board of Education. I've heard a proposal about selling the administrative offices on Kalamazoo Street and having the administrators move into maybe some other property that is still owned by the school district. What do you think about that?
Strong possibility. I'm not against that at all. You know, we could sell that property, probably realize some money in return for that building, and we still have a lot of capacity at Harry Hill High Center, where where it's a very good school, very good building, and so we do have a lot of administrators out there now. We do have the capacity to move the individuals that we have at the central office out there, and so that building is a building that we feel that will sell.
Charles, as I mentioned to you, I was an employee at Eastern High School for 5 years. It's just sad to see that might happen. I don't know why, but it just seems like it's sad with these school closings. What do you think?
Well, it is. It is. I mean, no one, you know, when it was thought that Dwight Rich was going to close, our boardroom was packed with people, students, and with parents and teachers. But then when it appears that Otto may close, the same thing is happening. The teachers and the parents and the students are coming down making, you know, appeals to keeping it open. But we're just in a situation where school closings will happen. As I mentioned, the Hill Center used to be a high school. And we closed that, you know, years ago. We closed Water French, you know, junior high school or middle school years ago. And I'm sure the same thing happened. But it's at the time where we're losing, not losing students, but with the birth rates just aren't what they used to be. And so we just can't justify having as many facilities as we have right now.
It is what it is.
That's right.
All right. Enjoy your day. Thanks so much.
All right.